So with help from my friends in North America, we were able to identify 71 patients who had deleterious BRCA1 and 2 mutations. And when we're saying deleterious, these are patients that have a protein that's non-functional, so that clearly the BRCA1 and 2 genes are not functioning. And we compare the outcomes of these patients with regard to toxicities matched to women who had sporadic breast cancer. They were all treated with breast-conserving surgery and radiation. Again, this is retrospective. These were all patients who had been treated in the past, subsequently found to have a mutation, and we looked at their charts and graded the toxicities that had been reported using RTOG and ERTC toxicity scales. And the follow-up was approximately 5 years. And what we